Yo, I'm back. The Foul Hooked Whitey. Episode 4. Permit. The Golden Pussy of the Flats. I'm now at day 5 on my week in Cairo, Romano, hosted 3 weeks ago. And on my fifth day, I pull my favorite guide. I mean, at the end of the day, this is Leo. Leo is the pro in Cairo Romano when it comes to getting you on permit. Like, I have now fished, 30 days, 30 actual flats days on this habitat in my career, five times there. And Leo, every time, no matter what the weather, gives you a shot at good permit. Like, fucking, like, he's better than the rest. So, and I love fishing with Leo. The spin on this day is that my best friend Dave Best, who was on this trip and fishing with a friend of mine from Thermopolis, Wyoming, he wanted to fish with me, you know. And I've been on plenty of trips with Dave. He's a great friend, great customer, and he ends up, you know, basically, fishing alongside me, and I was fine with that. I love to be alone in a skiff because I get all that front time to myself, and I love it that much. I've gotten older, so being out there 6, 7, 8 straight hours in the sun up there by yourself with no break, you know, that's a fucking chore. You know, by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I'm sitting there going, fuck, my legs are tired. You know, I mean, you're not really fishing, but like 3% of the time, 5% of the time, seriously. So you're just up there looking otherwise. But I was pleased that Dave got a chance to fish because he became my corner man and vice versa. So we get out there with Leo. The weather's so-so. Early on, it's overcast. And Dave's up first, which I wanted because, again, I wanted to sit and chill. And, you know, Dave's up there for 2 hours and maybe gets one decent shot at permit, which is normal because it seems to kind of start coming on at, let's say, 10 o'clock. 9:30, 10 o'clock, 11 a.m. Right? It's a mid to late morning to afternoon game there when it comes to permit fishing. And so Dave finally, after 2 hours and a couple of shots, is like, "Fuck it, I'm done." He sits down and I'm up. And literally within like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, Leo's like, "You see it?" And I'm like, "Oh yes, right over there." And this is an oncoming permit that's probably 300, 400, 500 feet away. Leo's quiet. Leo's good. Leo works me towards this single fish. No idea how big it is. It's a qualifier. And it's overcast and you really can't see him, but you're watching this nervous water. And this fish finally gets close enough to where I can make a cast to it. And with this newfound, get this golden pussy out of my head. This is a fucking incoming fish, and I can make this cast. I launched this first throw with, like, fuck it. I'm going to try to hit the bitch on the head. And it was a decent cast. And at that point, the permit saw the boat. Wasn't my cast. Wasn't my crab drop. It starts to beat left, right in front of us, same distance. I do one pull, one shoot, and I lay it out good. Lead him with about meter and a half. Strip. The motherfucker turns hard on it. Slow strip. Eat. Bam. Permit on. And, you know, I attribute some of that success to a combination of luck, this newfound mindset at fishing for a permit. Koba helped me with that. And skill. So for the next 20, 22, 25 minutes, I end up landing this 15-pounder qualifier. And just like that, in that moment, in that half hour from hook set to hand, my week's in. 6 hard days of fishing, 5 out of 6 by myself, but my day's in. Next up is Dave, and, you know, Dave has always been a mentor of mine. You know, he really has. He's a great angler. He was a great angler before I was a good angler. And I've always looked up to Dave. Watching Dave fish for these permit, was really, it showed the tenacity of a fisherman, because his casting, based on wind, based on location, based on all of it, was pretty so-so up to this point. And Dave was dealing with some wind. He had some brighter sun, but he was still dealing with a lot of wind. But he got into a groove where it was shot after shot, including some permit on rays. Finally, with a shit ton of persistence, Dave gets a good strip set into our fish of the day. And same story, 25, 30 minutes later, Leo grabs this fish, and it's a beautiful chrome 20-pounder. Beautiful. And just like that for Dave, his week was in because of that golden pussy. So I'm up next, and with more fishing, I ended up stripping through and eat, just meaning that he didn't quite grab it. I definitely felt him, but he didn't quite grab it. The luxury in what we got to do that day was doing something I've never done before with a guide, and that means this guide ended up in the afternoon posting up, because there were so many intermittent singles and doubles coming into this slight little small bay. Tails up. I mean, we were seeing 15 to 25 pounders coming into an area within 40, 50 feet of where we were sitting and showing themselves with both nervous water and forked tail straight up in the air. And you know, Dave and I, having each caught a permit that day, especially together, with such a great guide and a no-nonsense guide, that might end up being my greatest fishing day of my career so far. Just because we each got one, we're each experienced and savvy enough to know what a great guide we got that day in Leo. And it's nice to put a permit on your numbers, because we had in our group, we had four. That was seven anglers, 6 days of fishing, four. Later that night, I had to determine how we were going to choose our guides for the last day, day six. And so I concocted this plan to where we would draw numbers. So I had one of the hotel staff, the Avalon representative, Boris, my friend, pull numbers out of a cup and then set it by each skiff's name. And sure as fuck, I ended up getting the number one pick, which means out of the five guides, I get to pick who I want to fish tomorrow. There was another angler there, a customer, a friend, that was there to catch permit and hadn't caught his yet. And, you know, he was sensitive to the fact that, like, you know, I was going to certainly utilize that motherfucking number one pick. You know, and so I picked Leo. So on day six, last day of fishing, I had Leo again 2 days in a row without my friend Dave. And after the day before, I was so at peace. I was no longer looking at this flats fish as a golden pussy. I was now looking at this fish as just another fish. And I had to kind of cross that bridge, because much like a golden pussy, you can't really be yourself. And I was putting permit on such a pedestal, they're worthy of it, and they're hard enough to fucking be intimidating. But at the end of the day, there's still another flats fish that if you make a good cast, you could get and eat. And I went into day six with Leo really feeling that way, especially after getting my fish the day before. And day six was the shittiest weather of our week. Not only was it windy, but it was overcast. We literally got no blue or sun all day. So Leo, pre-noon, gets me in a good spot where it's not murder for him to row in this wind. or, you know, push. And he's put me in a position where with no light, I can actually maybe still see something. So in the course of this morning, I had shots at 6 to 8 fish exclusively on the backs of rays. Because with no light, Leo couldn't see permit unless they were on a ray. And they were on rays. I've said it before. That's the most romantic approach an advanced angler can make in this sport, is throwing to a permit that's riding a big raise back. It really is elegant. It's hypnotic. I've said it. I didn't get any eats. I got a couple of falls. My casting was good. Like, again, this, you know, found my iron shot. Fuck permit, right? They're not a golden pussy after all. They're just another fish. So finally at lunch, Leo's like, we're going over to our spot. Same spot me and Dave and Leo the day before saw who knows how many fish in a quarter to a half mile, square half mile, right? Takes me back there, and right away, he's like, get out of the boat. So I get out of the boat, and we start to pursue two oversized permits, that are 20, 25, 30 feet away. You know, I'm belly high in water. It's a tougher cast. You're really keeping your casting elbow and arm above the water so you're not making noise by slapping the fuck behind you or hanging up on mangrove. I managed to overcast these two fish that were coming towards us. And I didn't strip it fast enough to get this crab in front of them. So it didn't happen. So we continued to stay in this area, literally from this moment all the way to the end, in terrible shitty weather. And even with not being able to see anything, and I'm talking Leo now, I still got a few shots. But by then, in the wind, that crab, I couldn't punch dick. You know, it just wasn't there anymore. You know, I've now fished 6 straight days, 5 out of 6 completely by myself. I'm satisfied. And we hung out all the way till 4 o'clock in that day, and then we head back. But that was the conclusion of my fishing in Cayo Romano, Cuba as a host. My group caught tarpon, bonefish, and 4 permit, like I said earlier, which is right up there with as many permit has ever been caught by a group I've hosted in my history. So we had a really great week with great people, and we're definitely going to go back in December of 2026. Cuba's in a tough spot. I talked to a saltwater angler in my shop the other night, and, you know, I said, you need to go on this trip with me. And he's like, my wife doesn't do communists, meaning she doesn't, like, you know, communism is, like, taboo to this woman who I've never met. And this is a good dude, and he was just being straight with me. And I'm sitting there going, That really can take the face off of who Cubans are. You know, Cubans are not this, you know, saber-rattling fucking communist that is America's fucking boogeyman. Nope. They're just really great people being stressed economically by not a government that cares about their future, in my opinion. But worse yet, they have to take the additional beatdown of my government, the United States. And that's just truth. That's it. Episode 4. Permit. The Golden Pussy of the Flats. I am the Phallic Whitey. I'm out.